comments and views expressed on The Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, The Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, wherever you happen to be, all around this very beautiful planet called Earth. Thank you for being here at the Kevin Smith Show. I'm delighted to be here, and I hope you're delighted to be here. I think you will be. We're here because you have a right to know, and because you matter. We have couple of things that I want to remind you of, and they're very important. We have new listeners every night, and because we have new listeners, they don't know about these things. So if you're brand new here at the Kevin Smith Show, you need to know that we have a free weekly newsletter. It's called the K-Files, and all you do is go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com. And you'll see right in the middle of your screen, it says K-Files. Click that and subscribe. Now, you're going to get an automatic email. It's got a link in it for you to activate your subscription. If you don't activate it, you won't get it. All right? We do that to protect from people playing pranks on other people, you know, and just putting someone else's email in there. Won't work, folks. If you don't activate it, you won't get it. All right? So, but do that. And, you know, it's a great publication, and, we put it out each week. We've been doing that now for, over 12 years, and, we'd love for you to be in our subscriber family. Also, this show is 100% listener supported. So we're not, we're not playing ads and trying to, sell you, Fords and Cadillacs and generators and camping supplies, you know, nothing wrong with all that, but we don't do it. This show operates on this premise. If it's good enough that you want to keep us broadcasting, then you'll support us. And if it's not good enough for you to support us, then it's a waste of your time to be listening and a waste of our time to be broadcasting. So, we operate literally on a week-by-week basis because of that. Now, we've been doing that for a number of years. Show's been broadcasting for over 12 years, and several years ago, I walked away from the advertising aspect, and we made it 100% listener-supported. So, there are two ways to support us. One way is to join and become a member in our members' community. The second way, that's $7.50 a month, 25 cents a day, nothing. But it can make the difference in whether we get to keep broadcasting or not. Another way is to make donations. And you just click the donate button and make a donation to us. And then right now, there is another way, and that is a third way, because Christmas is coming up, and that is buy one of these gift passes that we're offering as a gift. You can get a one-month gift pass for someone, and then they have full access to our members' community for a whole month. If they wish to continue after that, then they can subscribe. Or you can get 2 months for $18. All right, we're going to take a break, and we will return right after this. All right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And if you've just tuned in, this is Kevin Smith, your host. And we're going to do something that we have done before, but it's been a long time since I did a show like this. But here's the deal. December 21st is coming up, right? December 21st, 2012 is coming up. 10 days from now, 10 nights from tonight, we'll be doing the 4-hour show. December the 21st, 2012. We're going to do 4 hours. When we come on the air, we're going to stay on for 4 hours. Okay? And that's going to take us across into December 22nd. And it's a special broadcast. I do have some special stuff already lined up, but I want this to be something that's really what you want. You know, from the very, very beginning, way back when I first started this show in Kosovo, we've always been very keyed on what do our listeners want. And so we have the suggestions. You know, you can go to our contact page and you click suggestion, and then you can suggest a guest or a topic. If you have a website you want me to look at or a video you want me to view, that's where you suggest it. And I read all of those. Now, not all suggestions can make it to the air. It's just not possible. Figure this. If I get 10 suggestions every day for a week, and I turned all of those from 1 week, I turn all of those into a show, that's 50 shows, and you've got 52 weeks in a year. So it's not possible that I can put every suggestion on the air, but you know, if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, that I do use a whole lot of suggestions as the starting point for shows. And in fact, I would say the majority of our shows originate as suggestions. So we've tried from the very, very beginning to make sure that every show is built around what you are looking for, what you're requesting, and then we try to get you the best guests, the best information, and so forth, if we can. Now, as I said, they just cannot possibly all make it to the air. There's just not enough airtime. But we do try to get as many of those as we can. So we're going to do this show that way as well. Now, I want to make sure, when I say this show, I mean the one on December 21st, 2012. We're going to do that one that way as well, 4 hours straight. All right, I want to make sure that everybody understands something about a couple of things about that show, because I want you to help plan the show. You don't have to send me suggestions in our suggestion box. You can. And I welcome those. I read those daily, several times a day. But tonight, for that show, for December the 21st, 2012, you can call in when I open the phone lines and tell me what you would like for us to talk about. And depending on how much input we get here tonight, I mean, it's possible that we'll get enough input that not all of that can make it to the show. But we'll try. We'll do our best. But here's a couple of things to keep in mind about that show, December the 21st, 2012. First of all, my position on December the 21st, 2012 is no secret. I have not hidden it. I have not tried to be diplomatic. I have not tried to be politically correct about it. You know, other people have their opinions, and they state what they think is going to happen on December the 21st, 2012. I have my opinion, and I state my opinion. And I realize we live on a planet that is saturated now with the very false atmosphere of political correctness, so that, you know, everybody says, well, I believe in freedom of speech. And then the instant I use freedom of speech, well, that's offensive. Oh, well, grow up. See, that offended some of you. And if it did, grow up. So, my position on December the 21st, 2012 is very well known worldwide. I bet you could go to all 143 countries that are listening to the show, and people that listen to the show in those countries could tell you what my position and what my opinion is about December 21st, 2012. This show on December the 21st, 2012 is, number one, not about my opinion. Okay? It's just not. It's not about me touting my opinion. This is not going to be an I told you so. You know, if nothing happens, this is not going to be an I told you so. This is just going to be, on December the 21st, 2012, kind of all of us get together and have a lot of fun for 4 hours thinking about, talking about the things you want to think about and talk about. And it doesn't matter if you think something is going to happen or you think something is not going to happen. Either way, this show on December the 21st, 2012, will be something you will enjoy being around. There will not be an I told you so moment should everything go okay and there's nothing happens. Here's another thing we're not going to do, because I did get a suggestion about this. I did. I got a suggestion in my email in the suggestion box that said you ought to do something kind of like War of the Worlds, you know. Have someone shake the camera and say, oh my God, it started. No. No, we're not going to do any pranks. We're not going to do any goofball stuff. Because, look, let me explain. I mean, that might be fun for me. And maybe some chuckles for people who, like me, think nothing is going to happen. But there are very sincere people, very thoughtful people, you know, who have really considered all of this stuff and who have come down on the side of they think something is going to happen. They're not nuts. They're not crazy. But they do, many of them, have a lot of anxiety about December the 21st, 2012. And I will not ignite that anxiety to a higher level. Okay? That's not what we're all about. I mean, you heard about I know you did, the radio disc jockeys over in Australia that did a prank call to the hospital that Kate is in. And as a result of that prank call, there's been a lot of fallout. The lady who answered the telephone at the hospital, you know, they pranked and said that it was a female DJ and said this was, you know, Queen Elizabeth calling and wanted to check on Kate. And so the lady gave her some information. As a result of this prank, well, I can't say as a result, but after this prank call, and it became known that it was a prank call, this lady died. And right now, it has not yet been released. At least when I went on the air tonight, it had not yet been released whether she committed suicide or something else happened. But there's been a lot of fallout from that, and the disc jockeys were fired. Their show was canceled. There may be other legal action and all that. Sometimes things you think might be funny can really go too far. And, you know, here's the deal. If you can foresee that that could happen, then you should foresee. If you could foresee it, then you should. And I can foresee that if we were to do some kind of a prank like that, it really could ignite some real anxiety in some people. And you don't know how far that might go. So no, we're not going to do any pranks. I appreciate the suggestion, but no, we're not going to do any pranks. So December the 21st, 2012, is going to be a gathering here at the Kevin Smith Show of just a bunch of real good friends, like-minded folks who just have an interest in, of course, all of us are interested in December the 21st, 2012. We all want to know, well, what's going to happen, if anything. But we have an interest in UFOs. We have an interest in the paranormal, the metaphysical, cryptozoology, you know, like Bigfoot and things like that. And so this is just going to be kind of like, think of it as we all went camping, and now it's nighttime, and we have a campfire going, and we're sitting around the campfire. We've just eaten a great meal. And we're just friends around the campfire talking. And we're talking about the things we're interested in. So that's kind of what it's going to be. And kind of a campfire with Kevin. I do know how to build them, you know. But that's what we're going to do. But I need your help. I could sit around, well, actually, in a matter of minutes, I can think of 4 hours plus worth of things that we could put in that and that we could do. But then again, if I do that, it's sort of the show being about me and what I'm interested in. I know some of you think that's the way this works. It isn't. I can assure you, we do discuss things here on this show quite frequently that I have no personal interest in, but I know the information is important to you because I get email from you about it. There are a lot of things I have no interest in that are important nonetheless. There are a lot of things you have interest in, that you have no interest in. Some things you're just not interested in, but they are important. And so we're all like that. I don't want this show, December the 21st, 2012, to be packed up full of my stuff. I want it to be packed up full of your stuff. So what we're going to do is open up the telephone line here tonight, and I want you to suggest to me things that you would like for us, anything, any. It does not have to be about December 21st, 2012. It may be good for it not to be. But anything that, any topic in our genre, any guest that you would like to see on the show, I don't know that I can get them. I can promise you only to contact them. But, we'll try to get guests that you suggest. And we'll talk about the topics that you wish to talk about. I can't read your mind, you know, so I have no way of knowing what guests, what topics you would like for us to do. Now, these can be guests that we have had before. These can be guests that we have never had. Doesn't matter. I just need to know, if you go camping with me on December the 21st, 2012, when we're sitting around the campfire, what is it that you would like for us to do for 4 hours? We've got 4 hours with the campfire. And, maybe there are certain stories that we have talked about that you would like for us to revisit, whatever it is. Well, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And the flash message option is also open. The telephone is open now. And the flash message option is open. So if you're in the USA or if you're in Canada, use the telephone. Again, 623-444-5889. If you are outside of the USA, you're outside of Canada, you may use either the telephone number or the flash message option. All right, let's go to the telephone caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
First thing I'd like to know with campfires is how to keep the smoke out of your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Yeah. All right. I'm more into the practical side of things.
Okay.
So there is a place called the Keshe Foundation, K-E-S-H-E.
Uh-huh.
They claim to have some, I think I sent you the link.
Uh-huh.
They have some future technology. I would like an overview of what your opinion of what that technology could bring, because it goes into healthcare, transportation, free energy, all that stuff. They say they've got the patents, and the only country that's really, only two countries that are really balking at it are the U.S. and the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I'd like to have James Horak would be a possibility if you could get him. Because supposedly, sometime between the 22nd and the 23rd, there is going to be a heightened level of consciousness that most, if not all of us, are going to experience. I would like a practical explanation as how we can take advantage of that.
Okay. All right, so you...
That's just my suggestion.
All right, look, we got a break coming up, and can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me go ahead and tell you, I'm not sure that I think the Keshe Foundation information that you sent me the link to is fascinating. I'm not real sure that I can really be up to speed on that, because I've sent them probably close to 10 emails trying to get in touch with them to have Keshe on the show. I've never ever gotten a reply. And so I'm not real sure that I can be up to speed. But let me ask you this. If it's just based on what I can find on the internet, would that be sufficient?
That would be sufficient.
Hang on through this break. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, folks, we're going to take this break, and we'll be back right after this. Right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And if you've just tuned in, this is Kevin Smith, your host. And we're going to do something that we have done before, but it's been a long time since I did a show like this. But here's the deal. December 21st is coming up, right? December 21st, 2012 is coming up. 10 days from now. 10 nights from tonight, we'll be doing the 4-hour show, December the 21st, 2012. We're going to do 4 hours. When we come on the air, we're going to stay on for 4 hours. Okay? And that's going to take us across into December 22nd. And it's a special broadcast. I do have some special stuff already lined up, but I want this to be something that's really what you want. You know, from the very, very beginning, way back when I first started this show in Kosovo, we've always been very keyed on what do our listeners want. And so we have the suggestions. You know, you can go to our contact page and you click suggestion, and then you can suggest a guest or a topic. If you have a website you want me to look at or a video you want me to view, that's where you suggest it. And I read all of those. Now, not all suggestions can make it to the air. It's just not possible. Figure this. If I get 10 suggestions every day for a week, and I turned all of those from 1 week, I turn all of those into a show, that's 50 shows, and you've got 52 weeks in a year. So it's not possible that I can put every suggestion on the air, but you know, if you've been listening to this show for any length of time, that I do use a whole lot of suggestions as the starting point for shows. And in fact, I would say the majority of our shows originate as suggestions. So we've tried from the very, very beginning to make sure that every show is built around what you are looking for, what you're requesting, and then we try to get you the best guests, the best information, and so forth. If we can. Now, as I said, they just cannot possibly all make it to the air. There's just not enough airtime. But we do try to get as many of those as we can. So we're going to do this show that way as well. Now, I want to make sure, when I say this show, I mean the one on December 21st, 2012. We're going to do that one that way as well, 4 hours straight. All right, I want to make sure that everybody understands something about a couple of things about that show, because I want you to help plan the show. You don't have to send me suggestions in our suggestion box. You can. And I welcome those. I read those daily, several times a day. But tonight, for that show, for December the 21st, 2012, you can call in when I open the phone lines and tell me what you would like for us to talk about. And depending on how much input we get here tonight, I mean, it's possible that we'll get enough input that not all of that can make it to the show. But we'll try. We'll do our best. But here's a couple of things to keep in mind about that show, December the 21st, 2012. First of all, my position on December the 21st, 2012 is no secret. I have not hidden it. I have not tried to be diplomatic. I have not tried to be politically correct about it. You know, other people have their opinions, and they state what they think is going to happen on December the 21st, 2012. I have my opinion, and I state my opinion. And I realize we live on a planet that is saturated now with the very false atmosphere of political correctness, so that, you know, everybody says, well, I believe in freedom of speech. And then the instant I use freedom of speech, well, that's offensive. Oh, well, grow up. See, that offended some of you. And if it did, grow up. So my position on December the 21st, 2012 is very well known worldwide. I bet you could go to all 143 countries that are listening to the show, and people that listen to the show in those countries could tell you what my position and what my opinion is about December 21st, 2012. This show on December 21st, 2012 is, number one, not about my opinion. Okay? It's just not. It's not about me touting my opinion. This is not going to be an "I told you so." You know, if nothing happens, This is not going to be an I told you so. This is just going to be on December the 21st, 2012. Kind of all of us get together and have a lot of fun for 4 hours thinking about, talking about the things you want to think about and talk about. And it doesn't matter if you think something is going to happen or you think something is not going to happen. Either way, this show on December the 21st, 2012, will be something you will enjoy being around. There will not be an I told you so moment should everything go okay and there's nothing happens. Here's another thing we're not going to do, because I did get a suggestion about this. I did. I got a suggestion in my email in the suggestion box that said you ought to do something kind of like War of the Worlds, you know. Have someone shake the camera and say, oh, my God, it started. No. No, we're not going to do any pranks. We're not going to do any goofball stuff. Because, look, let me explain. I mean, that might be fun for me and maybe some chuckles for people who, like me, think nothing is going to happen. But there are very sincere people, very thoughtful people, you know, who have really considered all of this stuff and who have come down on the side of they think something is going to happen. They're not nuts. They're not crazy. But they do, many of them, have a lot of anxiety about December the 21st, 2012. And I will not ignite that anxiety to a higher level. Okay? That's not what we're all about. I mean, you heard about I know you did, the radio disc jockeys over in Australia that did a prank call to the hospital that Kate is in. And as a result of that prank call, there's been a lot of fallout. The lady who answered the telephone at the hospital, you know, they pranked and said that it was a female DJ and said this was, you know, Queen Elizabeth calling and wanted to check on Kate. And so the lady gave her some information. As a result of this prank, well, I can't say as a result, but after this prank call, and it became known that it was a prank call, this lady died. And right now, it has not yet been released. At least when I went on the air tonight, it had not yet been released whether she committed suicide or something else happened. But there's been a lot of fallout from that, and the disc jockeys were fired. Their show was canceled. There may be other legal action and all that. Sometimes things you think might be funny can really go too far. And, you know, here's the deal. If you can foresee that that could happen, then you should foresee. If you could foresee it, then you should. And I can foresee that if we were to do some kind of a prank like that, it really could ignite some real anxiety in some people. And you don't know how far that might go. So no, we're not going to do any pranks. I appreciate the suggestion, but no, we're not going to do any pranks. So December the 21st, 2012 is going to be a gathering here at the Kevin Smith Show of just a bunch of real good friends, like-minded folks who just have an interest in, and you know, of course, all of us are interested in December the 21st, 2012. We all want to know, well, what's going to happen, if anything. But we have an interest in UFOs, we have an interest in the paranormal, the metaphysical, cryptozoology, you know, like Bigfoot and things like that. And so this is just going to be kind of like, think of it as we all went camping and now it's nighttime and we have a campfire going And we're sitting around the campfire. We've just eaten a great meal. And we're just friends around the campfire talking. And we're talking about the things we're interested in. So that's kind of what it's going to be. And kind of a campfire with Kevin. I do know how to build them, you know. But that's what we're going to do. But I need your help. I could sit around, well, actually, in a matter of minutes, I can think of 4 hours plus worth of things that we could put in that and that we could do. But then again, if I do that, it's sort of the show being about me and what I'm interested in. I know some of you think that's the way this works. It isn't. I can assure you, we do discuss things here on this show quite frequently that I have no personal interest in, but I know the information is important to you because I get email from you about it. There are a lot of things I have no interest in that are important nonetheless. There are a lot of things you have interest in, that you have no interest in. Some things you're just not interested in, but they are important. And so we're all like that. I don't want this show, December the 21st, 2012, to be packed up full of my stuff. I want it to be packed up full of your stuff. So what we're going to do is open up the telephone line here tonight, and I want you to suggest to me things that you would like for us, anything, it does not have to be about December 21st, 2012. It may be good for it not to be. But anything that, any topic in our genre, any guest that you would like to see on the show, I don't know that I can get them. I can promise you only to contact them. But, we'll try to get guests that you suggest. And we'll talk about the topics that you wish to talk about. I can't read your mind, you know, so I have no way of knowing what guests, what topics you would like for us to do. Now, these can be guests that we have had before. These can be guests that we have never had. Doesn't matter. I just need to know, if you go camping with me on December the 21st, 2012, when we're sitting around the campfire, what is it that you would like for us to do for 4 hours? We've got 4 hours with the campfire. Maybe there are certain stories that we have talked about that you would like for us to revisit, whatever it is. Well, the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. And the flash message option is also open. The telephone is open now. And the flash message option is open, so if you're in the USA or if you're in Canada, use the telephone. Again, 623-444-5889. If you are outside of the USA, and you're outside of Canada, you may use either the telephone number or the flash message option. All right, let's go to the telephone caller. You're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hi, Brent.
First thing I'd like to know with campfires is how to keep the smoke out of your eyes.
Close your eyes.
Yeah. All right. I'm more into the practical side of things.
Okay.
So there is a place called the Keshe Foundation, K-E-S-H-E.
Uh-huh.
They claim to have some, I think I sent you the link.
Uh-huh.
They have some future technology. I would like an overview of what your opinion of what that technology could bring, because it goes into healthcare, transportation, free energy, all that stuff. They say they've got the patents, and the only country that's really, the only two countries that are really balking at it are the U.S. and the U.K.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing I'd like to have James Horak would be a possibility if you could get him. Because supposedly, sometime between the 22nd and the 23rd, there is going to be a heightened level of consciousness that most, if not all of us, are going to experience. I would like a practical explanation as how we can take advantage of that.
Okay. All right, so you...
That's just my suggestion.
All right, look, we got a break coming up, and can you hang on through the break?
Yeah, sure.
All right, let me go ahead and tell you, I'm not sure... That I think the Keshe Foundation information that you sent me the link to is fascinating. I'm not real sure that I can really be up to speed on that because I've sent them probably close to 10 emails trying to get in touch with them to have Keshe on the show. I've never ever gotten a reply. And so I'm not real sure that I can be up to speed. But let me ask you this. If it's just based on what I can find on the internet, would that be sufficient?
That would be sufficient.
Hang on through this break. Hang on.
Okay.
All right, folks, we're going to take this break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Those of you who are watching caught me finishing up eating a tortilla chip. Good stuff. And on December the 21st, 2012, during our special broadcast, I'm probably going to have, a great big bottle of root beer and some dip and some chips and stuff like that. And I invite you to get you some popcorn or some chips and, whatever you would be doing around the campfire. We'll have a good time that night. But I'm looking for help tonight to plan that show. I'd like to know what you would like to see and hear on that show. And it will be a free-to-watch night, by the way. Everybody's going to get to watch that show. So what do you want to see? What do you want to hear? What topics, what guests, etc. December the 21st, 2012. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. It's Levi from Portsmouth, Virginia.
Hello, Levi.
Yeah. I just heard you announce that it's going to be a free-to-watch night.
Uh-huh.
And what I would like to see, if you got any authors... that's going to be on, if they have any pictures of some of the ancient civilizations that were built during the last time the Earth was into this field of what I call a field of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see, everybody's seen pictures of the pyramids, but I'm talking about some of the other ancient structures that people probably never seen too much of. I would like to see that.
Okay. Well, so can I suggest a name? And we'll see. He may be available. Jonathan Gray.
Right.
He deals a lot with that kind of stuff.
And I would like to see that. And, I mean, like you said, if you got several... people up. I don't know how long you would keep each person on, maybe an hour or so, but somebody might be good enough to stay on 2 hours or whatever. But I enjoy seeing the pictures that you show that you don't generally see.
Uh-huh.
I heard somebody call into another radio program, and they didn't mention your name, but they mentioned the time when you showed the picture of the rocks that move.
Uh-huh.
And they mentioned that on another show.
Mm-hmm.
And they, well, of course, they didn't mention your name or your show, but mm-hmm. I could tell the way they were talking that they had been watching your show. So, I think.
Well, how did that go over on the other show?
Well, the guy kind of brushed it off like, oh, well, rock can't move.
Yeah, right.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking that even on this planet, Earth, we got things we call chameleons that he could be sitting on a branch, tree branch, and yeah, well, you say, well, that tree branch goes in a Y, and you come back the next day, and you say, well, what happened? That's not there anymore. Well, that animal moves off somewhere.
Well, that is true. Now, we also have rocks that move on this planet. I think it's in Death Valley. And they leave a track across the sand, and nobody knows what makes them move. There is some mysterious force, and whatever that force is, when I say it's mysterious, there are people that say, well, I'm sure there's some scientific explanation. Well, if you don't have one, then it's mysterious.
Right.
And we don't have one. I have heard, well, it's the wind. Well, that's some hellacious wind to make a bunch of rocks move. I mean, you're talking about rocks that are...
move that rock from in the middle
and
all the way to the other side like that.
Yeah, and they leave tracks. So, you know, all this means is either that rock moved... or somebody, something, moved it. That's all it means. Now, if it moved and nobody moved it, well, then it could be some mysterious force there, like we have here, that caused it to move. Or it could be that the thing is not a rock. It could be some kind of living animal.
Yeah, we need to maybe change our definition of what life is.
Yeah.
We don't really know what... I mean, we know what life is on this Earth, but somewhere else. If we're going to do a lot of space traveling, we're going to see a lot of things that just don't make sense to us.
Right. Right.
I would like to see stuff like that. If you could, I'm sure you got different pictures of ancient technologies that we could see and we could talk about, make comments on.
Okay, so... pictures of ancient technology, ancient civilizations, and I suggested if we could get Jonathan Gray, he deals with a lot of that kind of stuff. He's done lots of documentaries on it, and I don't know if he would be available, but would that be good for you if we could get him?
Yeah, that would be good. I'm sure it's a lot. I mean, I don't mean to work you to death, but I'm sure there's probably a lot of people that's written books on 2012.
Mm-hmm.
That there's only so many actual radio shows that they can be on, so that would be an ideal time for a lot of people that you can get to put on. That, you know, they, of course, quite naturally they're going to be trying to sell the book, but
the next day there's going to be a great big sale. Be able to get all those books for like 10% of their normal price.
Yeah.
If nothing happens. But, okay, let me get your guidance on this then. Let's say I have somebody on who's written a lot about December the 21st, 2012, and all the disasters that are going to happen and so forth. And I have them on the show. Now, if I did that, I don't want this show to be I told you so from either side. Okay? Because whatever's going to happen is going to happen to us all.
Right.
All right. So... some people that are quite sincere and, very sincere and have a lot of integrity truly think something's going to happen. Okay. I sincerely, truly think nothing's going to happen. And there's a lot of us as well. So how would you handle that so that it doesn't get into I told you so or into an argument or whatever? Because, I mean, I don't want that.
Well, I tell you, Kevin, what I'm seeing, what I'm thinking is things are going to happen gradually. Just like the Superstorm Sandy. Okay, that happened. Okay, you're familiar with the bird of Robin, aren't you?
I'm sorry, with the bird Robin? The little robins?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, here they're migratory birds, and you know, they fly south in, say, late August.
Mm-hmm.
But I came out of the house the other day, here it is December, and the robins were back. They usually don't come back till spring.
Uh-huh.
It was warm yesterday. Here we are. It was something like yesterday. It was something like 75 degrees. But, of course, it's back cold today. But yesterday, the crickets were out chirping. So the things are going to happen, and they're going to happen gradually. It's not going to be like midnight, the 21st, boom, you got everything taking place. I think things are just going to happen on a gradual basis, and you look around 10 years from now and say, well, I remember when it used to get so cold that, you know, this, that, and the other, but now it's warm. It's a gradual thing. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to just boom. Everything just happens at one time, like a lot of people thinking. I think like the Mayans and the Incas, who knows how long they gradually came into the information they came into. And the thing is, these days, what's holding us back is that we always need a patent for everything. You know, I got to apply for a patent. Well, they didn't have to do that. They just made it. And they didn't worry about who was going to profit from it. So that's how come we don't have the type of technology. Well, we're having a technology boom, but that's why there's a lot of people that have information that take it to their grave because they can't afford to get the patent to have that idea exclusively for them.
Okay, Levi, good suggestions. And we have a break taking over, but I want to thank you for the call.
Okay, thanks.
All right, bye-bye. Yep. All right, folks, we're going to take this break, and we shall return right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. Those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm delighted you're here. And let me tell you what we're up to tonight. 10 days from right now, 10 days, we will be at December the 21st, 2012. And the title of the show tonight is Got Plans? Let's Make Some. All right, so December the 21st, 2012, you know, we have this special four-hour show that we're going to do. Carries us over past midnight. And as I said at the top of the show, what I think about December the 21st, 2012, everybody already knows. I've said it. I've been saying it now for years. And but this show on December the 21st, 2012, is not about promoting what I think is not going to happen. It's not about that. I could be wrong. I mean, right in the middle of the show, some big catastrophe could hit. Or sometime before the show, during the day. It could happen. I don't think it's going to happen, but it could. And this show is not, this special show, this is not going to be an I told you so, okay? So if nothing catastrophic happens, I'm not going to be saying in that show, look, I told you, because there's no point in it. So what? I told you what I think, and if that's the way it goes, then okay, so what? And if it goes some other way, so what? Whatever way it goes, ladies and gentlemen, we're all in it together. We, either way, whatever happens or does not happen, we'll all know it at the same time. So if some big cataclysmic event happens on the other side of the planet from you, you're still going to know it. Almost instantaneously, the reports will start coming in. So what we're doing on that show is going to be sort of like a campfire, you know. Think of it that way, just a whole bunch of us friends together for a camping trip, and we got a campfire going. It's the end of the day, and we're sitting around just talking about the things we're interested in. Well, I need you to tell me what it is you want to talk about around that campfire. And so that's what we're doing. We're making plans for the December the 21st, 2012 show. And let's go to the telephone. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hello, Kevin. This is Gary in Nebraska.
Hello, Gary.
You certainly have an interesting approach to the 21st, and I like it. A lot of good ideas seem to be tossed around, and I thought, well, maybe I'd throw out a couple. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the likelihood is that you can get any of these people that are on my mind, but at least you'll know about them, and you decide.
We'll try.
Well, there was a guy who wrote a book years ago, Dead Mars, Dying Earth, and his name was Bruce Rux, R-U-X. He's a fascinating man, and he can be intimidating because he's so darn sure of himself. But if you could get him on, there's a lot you could talk about that would be really interesting. It's worth a try, I think.
Okay, what was the name of the book again?
Dead Mars, Dying Earth.
Dead Mars, Dying Earth, okay.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, 10 years ago or so.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard him more recently on a program, and we don't need to go into that. But he's still a dynamic person. He'll challenge whoever he's talking with, and that's a good thing, I think.
Uh-huh.
Sure of yourself, you know. Another one that appeals to me, if it were possible. I just finished a book by a guy named Eben, E-B-E-N, Alexander. And his book is Proof of Heaven. Well, evidence, maybe, but not proof, I don't think. Still, he's a fascinating man because he's a neurosurgeon. Oh, I think you could have an awfully good conversation with him. He did brain surgery. May still be an amazing man. Whatever you think, Eric.
All right. So, if you had to choose for December the 21st between these two, which would you prefer?
Oh man.
Now, look before you answer.
I don't really want to choose.
Okay, before you answer, that's exactly the kind of decision I have to make every day. So I'm going to toss the ball to you.
Well, that's fair enough. I mean, I have no right to complain about that. Sure. You know, I think it would have to be Eben Alexander. A fascinating man.
Okay. Eben Alexander. I put a little star by his name, so I know
okay. That's
the one Gary prefers. All right.
But I'll be happy with any guests you have.
Well, we're going to try. Here's a possibility. there's a possibility that I start trying to get these guests for December the 21st, and I start getting emails back and say, hell no, I'm going to be in a bunker.
Yeah, isn't that the truth?
But if I get any of those, I will tell you.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
All right.
All right, well, thanks, and have a good evening, Kevin.
All right, thanks for that call and for those suggestions. Yeah. You know, I'm not laughing at the idea of, I'm laughing at, I kind of jokingly said I might get some of those emails. I'm not laughing at people that feel like they need to head for a bunker either. I mean, if that's what you feel like you need to do, I guess you need to do it. Except that, you know, if everything happens that people have predicted, there's every possibility, if that happens, that your bunker's going to be full of water. Or that you get in there and there's going to be these earthquakes that block your entrances and exits. I mean, there's no, if that stuff happens, there's no escape from being displaced and traumatized by what happens. If that happens, there's not a safe place, my opinion. But I don't think it's going to happen. I really don't. I honestly think we're going to sit here and do the whole show, everything. And it's going to be, everything's going to be wonderful. That's what I think. But if I'm wrong, I'll know about it at the same time you know about it. Meanwhile, back at the campfire, what do you want to be talking about? So that's the deal. The deal is, let's pretend that it is going to happen. You can't stop it. So let's have a good time until. Let's live till we don't. And it'll be just a bunch of friends gathered around the Kevin Smith Show campfire and talking about the topics that are of interest to you, and talking with guests that you're interested in, and you know, it's just going to be, I think, a real fun show. But you have to help make it so. I can't. There's no way that I can read your minds and know what you would like for us to address in that show. And there's only one way I can find out, and that's if you tell me. So that's what tonight's show is. I can't wait until like the day before and do this show that I'm doing tonight. We've got 10 days. 10 days from tonight, we hit December the 21st, 2012. And, you know, it's the sort of thing that some people really have a lot of anxiety about, and some people have none. But I want us to spend those hours as December the 21st, 2012 passes away into December the 22nd. I want us to spend those hours just a bunch of friends gathered around having fun talking about the things that you would like to talk about. Now, I'll tell you something that we will do that night. One of the things that we will do that night, it's going to be, it's 4 hours. Okay, we come on at the regular time. All right, there's no special schedule on the front end of this. So we come on the air at the regular time, but we'll be on the air for 4 hours. Some of you remember a number of years ago when I was doing 4-hour shows. And I've been urged by listeners, and I've been urged by radio stations to go back to a 4-hour format. And I haven't done that. I haven't done that for a lot of reasons. But the primary reason I cut down was that stroke in 2007. And I cut it down to make sure we could continue doing the show. And it just, in my opinion, works better. It just works better. But anyway, for a brief period of time there, we were doing four-hour shows. Well, this will be a four-hour show. And during that 4 hours, we're going to talk about lots of stuff. And as I said, you know, the only way that I can get the recipe right is for you to tell me what the recipe is. So we've opened up the telephone lines tonight, 623-444-5889. And the Flash message board is open for those who are outside the USA and outside of Canada. And I'm asking for your suggestion. I need your help to plan that show for December the 21st, 2012. What are the topics that you would like for us to cover? What are the guests? Any guests that we've ever had? Guests that we've never had? It's wide open. You tell me, and I'll do my best to assemble the right cake to bring to the party, okay? But that's what we're up to here tonight. Let's make some plans for December the 21st, 2012. Now, I have a flash message here. This is from Michael in the UK. And he says, during one of the breaks, you showed a picture from Mars, and you zoomed in, and I want to know... he says, you showed a picture that looks like Mars, you zoomed in, and I want to know what that is. Okay. That's not really what we're talking about here tonight, but I will do that while some of you gather your thoughts and your telephone, because you need to call me and tell me what you want in that show. The picture is a picture that was taken by the Viking lander back in the late 70s. And, I used this on a show, I think it was last week. This picture, the Viking lander had an experiment on it that was checking for biology, specifically checking for biological processes. And it found them. And it said, yes, biology is happening here. NASA... you know, and they released that information, but then NASA immediately jumped in and said, whoop, time out. We think that was in error, so we're going to run another experiment. They ran another experiment, not designed to check for biology, and no surprise, it didn't find any biology. So then NASA said, oh, well, you see, there's no biology. That first one was in error. Well, the Viking lander, remember, it's a lander. It's not a rover. It sets where it lands. And it took this picture, the same lander that said, yes, there's biology happening. It took this picture. And this picture shows something green apparently growing on that big rock right in the center. Looks like biology to me. If we were to zoom in on that hillside up above there, right on the ridge of that hill, for a long distance across the ridge of that hill, there's green stuff. But I zoomed in on an area that is in that kind of the upper right side, and Michael wants to know, what is that? The answer is, I have no idea. But that looks to me like a manufactured opening into a rock face. Maybe it's not. I don't know. It's square. And looks like, you know, a cave entrance, except it's square. Now, when I did that show, I didn't talk about that. And the reason I didn't is I had not noticed it. And when I first noticed it, actually, this morning, I first noticed it unzoomed and asked myself, I wonder, what is that? And when I zoomed in on the picture, on that part of the picture, I was as baffled as you are. It looks to me like an opening into a rock face. So the question then that I had is, well, now, wait a minute. It's rectangular. Maybe that's some kind of a pixel thing there, because when you zoom in, things do get pixelated. Well, that's bigger than one of the pixels. And whenever we zoom back out, it's still, your eye can see it's prominent back there. So I don't know what that is. I just thought that was interesting, Michael. And I thought it would be something for us to enjoy during one of the breaks, so I showed that. And but, you know, to me, the real story in this picture is the green stuff. And let me just see for just a moment here if I can bring your eyes the green stuff at the top of the hill. Okay, hang on. I'm working on it. Here we go. All right, now we're going to zoom in. If you're looking at the picture, you can see there's a rise all the way out to the horizon, but there's a hill on the left side. You see that? Right out at the horizon, there's a little hump, a little hill. That's where the green stuff is that we're going to look at. If I can get this to zoom. There we go. See that? What is that? I don't know. It's just more green stuff up there. But, you know, I think the importance of the picture is primarily right there on that big rock. And the fact that the Viking lander said yes, the Gill-Levin experiment said yes, biology happening. And then NASA squashed it. However, there was a team of independent scientists that just a couple of years ago reviewed the Gill-Levin experiment data, and they came to the conclusion that yes, there was indeed biology happening, and yes, NASA either got it wrong or lied. So, is there life on Mars? Well, I'm pretty convinced by that right there, and a lot of other evidence. What happened? You don't plan on being at the campfire? Is that the deal? You don't plan on being at the campfire? We need your input here. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Jerome from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jerome.
Hi. I just want to say I'm not sure what I'm going to be doing during that evening. I saw a video that one of the members sent in, and it had James Horak, and he was being interviewed by two other people, and he suggested to quiet yourself and to feel this change that would be coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not really sure what I'm going to be doing, but a couple of suggestions. If you're going to be on for 4 hours, I have two guests which would help you, and they could help you anytime. Say you lost your voice or anything like that, and you need somebody to fill in.
Mm-hmm. Well, it does happen. This time of the year, I start having allergy problems.
I say that somewhat facetiously, but Dr. Courtney Brown, he's a person, and Sean Morton David. I think either one of them, all you have to do is say, what do you think, and you could just run your show and not even worry about commenting. They either one of them don't seem to be a loss for words. And but I enjoy them both.
Mm-hmm.
But then on a more serious side, James Horak, obviously, I always enjoy him, and Laura Eisenhower. These are people who, you know, I mean, they don't seem to be for a loss of words, and you could just, you know, keep things going with them. And I'll throw in another one is Goran Giannotti Noto. I enjoy him, and he seems to, I mean, these people, they seem to have opinions on everything and not be one of sharing them.
Okay, now, let's say that I can only get one of these people that you've suggested. Out of those people, you suggested Courtney Brown, Sean David Morton, James Horak, Laura Eisenhower, and Gordon Gianinotto. If you could just have one, which is your preference?
Okay. The first two, I was being somewhat facetious, and they were more of a backup if you have laryngitis.
Okay.
But I would say, boy, it's a toss-up. Any one of the three, but the one that I think that you have on the least would probably be Laura Eisenhower. I enjoyed her.
Okay. I'm going to put a little star there by her name. You know, I got my picture taken with her.
Well, both of you are lucky.
I don't know about her.
No, she is too.
But, yeah, we both spoke at the same conference out in Los Angeles, and I got my picture taken with her. So I got my picture taken with a star, celebrity.
Well, you did. Also, you know that it's going to be a free-to-watch night.
Right.
And the more stuff you can throw up on the screen for the people who, I mean, I can watch you without the pictures and stuff and still enjoy it. But I think some of the maybe new people you're trying to get to be members, free-to-watch nights, I know you try to put more pictures on.
Yeah, well, I try free to watch nights. I do try to pack with pictures, but I do want to say I pack a lot of nights with pictures.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Yeah. All right. Well, Jerome, I hope you'll be at the campfire.
Well, like I said, I'm not exactly sure, but I'm sure I'll drop in sometime.
Well, you'll have 4 hours that you can aim at, so you ought to be able to hit us sometime.
Okay. Thank you, Kevin.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
623-444-5889. We'll take some more calls when we come back from this break.
To the Kevin Smith Show. Talk radio like nowhere else on earth.
You don't know why.
And welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We are working together this evening, planning the big event, December the 21st, 2012. I don't know what the universe is going to do, but you're helping me to plan what we're going to do. That song that just played, you know, I pick the songs, and I like that song. That's a great song. But the lyrics, the message of that song, boy, I couldn't disagree more. It says, you'll never win in this life. I win every single day. Every day I win. You know, you wake up in the morning, you could have died, you didn't, you won. Everything else all day is incidental to that. You already won when you woke up. And, you know, I like the song, I just disagree with the message, because, you know, I think you win every single day. And, you know, lots and lots of folks, there are a lot of different messages that this show presents. They're not all about paranormal stuff. One of the messages is, if you make a half an inch of progress today, that's progress. You know, you may have wanted to make 10 miles of progress and you feel like a failure because you didn't. Now, if you made half an inch forward progress at anything, then you were successful. And, you know, I don't know. I look at every single day that way. I'm successful every day of my life, and I win every single day. And, I hope you kind of adopt that too, because it'll change your outlook. You know, it doesn't change the reality of the fact the world has gone insane. And the world has gone insane. That seems to be pretty much a open fact. But I didn't go insane. And, you know, I still win every day. I'm still successful every single day. I can't remember the last time I had a failure day. And that's not just positive thinking. I think that's correct thinking. If you move forward half an inch, you made progress, you were successful. And so, based on that, I know I'm talking to at least 99.9% of our audience of millions of people. I'm talking to successful people. And, you know, you've made progress today. For those of you on the other side of the planet, it's daytime now. Well, you've got all day. And if you make progress at anything, half an inch of progress, then you were successful today. And look at it that way and see if it doesn't kind of change the way you think about this world and what's going on here. I don't know. The rest of the world may continue to go insane. The rest of the world may continue to apparently fall apart. I plan to continue to be successful, and I hope you will too. So help me be successful, okay? We've already made a lot of progress towards our December the 21st show. I'm asking you to help me put the recipe together here, or at least give me the recipe, by telling me guests that you would like for me to have, and for December the 21st, 2012. I can't get them all. I'll try to get as many of them as I can, and we'll see what happens. But, you know, it doesn't depend just on me. It depends on them, too. What topics would you like for us to talk about that night? We're going to be doing a special four-hour show that night, and I want it to be filled with the things that you want to talk about, that you would like to discuss, that you want to hear about. And the only way I can possibly know that is for you to tell me, okay? And I have from Australia, Sarah, a flash message. And she said, one of the callers mentioned Tim Ventura. What about having Jesse Ventura? Great idea. I will try again. I have tried many times and have never gotten a response from his people, from his production company. Sarah, I'll try again. Jesse Ventura is quite an interesting individual, and he is an individual. He's quite an interesting person. So, yeah, I'll try again, and we'll see what happens. During the break, that flash message came in, and I've already written down Sarah in Australia would like to have Jesse Ventura on the show. Sarah, send me another flash message and let me know, what is it that you would like to have Jesse Ventura address? What do you want to hear him talk about in case we do get him? You know, his shows are about so many different things. Pick a topic. What do you want to hear him talk about if we can get him on the show? Also, I have... I don't know if that's Gary or Jerry. G-E-R-Y. How do you say that? Is that Gary? Or is that Jerry? I don't know. Somebody out there with that name can maybe call me and tell me which way to say that. Anyway, from Germany. And I think it's... I'm going to say Gary, okay? And... But Gary wants us to try and get John Hutchison back on again. Well, John Hutchison is a good guy, and I would be delighted to have him back on. In fact, let me go. I didn't write that one down. That one just came in, so let me write that down. John Hutchison. Very interesting guy. He was mentioned earlier as well. He would like for us to get John Hutchison back on again. He is a fascinating individual, John Hutchison. And, man, I'll tell you what, that's really, sometimes I'm a guest on someone else's show, and sometimes I get asked, well, after all these years of doing the show and interviewing all these famous people all over the world, what's, for you, would be like the highlight? What's the big one? Well, there are a lot of them, really. But John Hutchison certainly is in that crowd, getting to meet him personally and interview him. He was in the studio and sitting 8 feet away from me. And so anyway, John had a little time before and a little time after the show. And so we got to just sort of not be in show mode and just be two guys talking, you know. And he's a fascinating person, absolutely, and a great guy, really a great guy. So, Gary, that's a good suggestion. I have it down here. I'll see if that can happen. We'll try, and we'll see if that can happen. And who knows? I keep my location low-key. And it's not an absolute secret, but I do keep it low-key. Jerry Wills knows how to get to me. Our former producer, Bob, knows how to get to me. They know where I'm located. And I would let John know if he happened to be somewhere close enough that he might could get here to the studio. I would let John know where we're broadcasting from at the moment. If you're new to the show, you heard me mention earlier that I don't announce where I am. That's not because I'm in hiding. A very strange phenomena took place when I left from East Timor to come back to the United States. At that time, we were just in, I think we were in, I don't remember, 23, 27 countries. It was a big show, but it was not anywhere even approaching the size that it is today. But I was leaving East Timor to come to the United States, come back. I've been broadcasting from East Timor for 2 years. And I announced I will be in transit, and it's going to be about 4 days before you hear me again. And so I will be off the air about 4 days because I have to get there, and then I have to get a place, and I have to get set up. And so it's going to be about 4 days. And the strange thing that happened was it started spreading around the internet that I had gone off the air. Like out of business. And my audience numbers just took a nosedive. And it took me a good year, maybe 18 months, to get it back up to where it had been, just because I needed 4 days to move several thousand miles. I was just moving. So now when I move, and I do move around because I want to see people in places that I have not visited before. And so I go somewhere, I stay for 6 months, 8 months. If I really don't like it, maybe 2 or 3 months, and then I'll go somewhere else. And the studio always looks exactly the same, because if I do anything that's different, it causes a weird reaction out on the internet. And so if I move, you never know it. You don't know. It just happens, and on Monday night, the show goes on, and I may be in a completely different location. So that's why I don't announce it. I don't announce it because weirdness happens. If I announce it, it damages the show. If I were to say, I'm going to move across the street, and I'm going to be off of the mic for a day while I move across the street, that weirdness would happen out there on the internet. And so it is weird. All right, what happened? Did you go to sleep? Did you lose your phone? Do you plan on just cutting your throat and dying before December the 21st, 2012, so you don't have to worry about what the show's going to be about? Well, what's the deal there? 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. Help me to plan this show. Also, I would like to know what your plans are for December the 21st, 2012. What do you plan to be doing that day? Have you given it any thought? You got 10 days between now and then, so if you haven't planned anything for December the 21st, 2012, you got time to plan it. What are you going to do? What are your plans? How are you going to spend that day? December 21st, 2012. I'd like to hear from you about that as well. What are your plans? But help me plan this special show. What are the guests you would like for us to present? It can be guests that we've had. It can be guests that we've never, ever had. That's okay. Whatever it is, I want to hear from you what you want for that show. And then topics. What are some of the topics that you would like to discuss during that show? I can't get all the guests, and I can't get all the topics in, but we can try to get as many as possible. Caller, can you hang on through this break? All right, you hang on. All right, folks, we are going to take a break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We have a caller online, so let's go to the telephone. Caller, your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent again.
All right.
I want to make a couple comments.
Okay.
I read a good quote on Facebook today. A lot of people get discouraged because they don't think they can make it. They have so far to go, they don't think they can make it. Well, turn around and look back, see how far you've come. You've come a long way.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere near as far as you have. It may be far. It may be nowhere near as far as you have to go, but you've got this far.
Yeah.
And one more thing I'll add to your little success story.
Yeah.
Every time your heart beats, every time you breathe, you succeed.
Yeah. Yeah. I never, and I think you know this about me. You've been listening to this show for years, so I think you know this. I never have a day where I feel like a failure. I don't. Every single day, I succeed. I haven't had a failure day in so long, I don't remember what that feels like. I succeed every day, and I think everybody does if they just stop and really think about it.
As to what I'm going to be doing on the December 21st,
uh-huh.
Well, most likely get up, throw supper in the crock pot, do my 5-mile walk.
Probably. Why? Why do you do a 5-mile walk? That's sick, man.
It's my exercise.
Okay.
And if weather permitting, I'll probably go out to the dump, and if not, I'll probably drive a snowplow around for a while.
So why are you going to go out to the dump?
I have a trailer full of leaves.
I see. So you need to get rid of the leaves. And maybe. Otherwise, you'll be driving a snowplow.
Yeah, if the weather, if we get snow, but
it's
that time of year. I don't like it. My shoulder's falling apart. So.
And if it snows, are you going to do your 5-mile walk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sick.
Doesn't matter what the weather is there. My legs still work.
Yeah, that's just sick, man. You know, good health will kill you.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody that exercises, and they always tell you, man, you need to exercise. They still die. Have you noticed that?
I've noticed that. They still die.
Yeah. Yeah, I have noticed that. Folks, don't take any of that serious. I'm a little bent, you know. Brent, thanks for the call and the additional information. You know, I'll be thinking about you and hoping that you'll recover from these 5-mile urges.
Well, when you walk, 2, 3?
When I get a chance, you know, I work 20 hours a day. When I get a chance, I walk about 2 miles. But I work 20 hours every day.
Yeah, I know.
So, I'm not in good health, and I don't care.
Live till you don't.
You just live till you don't. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm alive today, so I'm going to succeed today.
Yep.
All right, man. Take it easy.
You too. Take care.
Bye. I have a flash message from Greg over in Australia, and Greg says, how about we all get, this is a suggestion for December 21st, 2012, okay? AU is Australia, isn't it? It's not Austria. It's Australia. Greg in Australia, how about we get to ask you about anything we want to ask? Okay, I can decide that right now. Sure, you can ask me anything you want to ask. If I don't want to answer it, I'll tell you. Fair enough. But I don't know. I mean, like, whatever you want to ask, go for it. You know, and if I have the answer, and if it depends on how personal it gets, you know. Questions that are too personal about my family, I'm not going to answer. I keep them out of this. Except that I show you the picture of my wife and my little boy. If you have the TV channel, at the start of every show, I put their picture up. And it's got a caption that says, "The stars in my universe." So that's okay, how old is your wife, and she's young? That's all I'll tell you. She's a lot younger than me, and she's a lot prettier than me, and she's a lot smarter than me. But, how old is your wife? What town is your home in? You know, where your family, we're not getting into that stuff. But as long as it's just about me or about the show, stuff like that, okay, fair game. I'll answer any question you throw at me in those categories, okay? In any category except that personal stuff. I keep them out of it. I keep my grown children out of this. I don't show you pictures of my ex-wives, you know. Other than that, the personal stuff, yeah, I'll... Greg, you're on, man. Get your questions ready. You're on. I'll do that. And all the rest of you, when we get to that part of the show on December the 21st, 2012, where I'm answering whatever question you've got, about me or about this show, get your questions ready, write them down, and be ready to call in with your questions that night, okay? This has been a very interesting little experiment here tonight to find out what kinds of things you would be interested in around our little campfire that we're going to have December the 21st, 2012, figuratively speaking, of course. December the 21st, 2012, there will be people who are fully expecting the end of the world, the end of life as we know it. And they might be right. I don't think so. There'll be a lot of people expecting it. But I got news for you. Here in the United States, it's nighttime. I realize around the world it's not nighttime everywhere, but it's nighttime here. So wherever you happen to be, when nighttime comes and it's time to go to sleep, you do go to sleep. When you wake up in the, that, while you're asleep, that's the end of the world as you know it. Because when you wake up, so many things will have changed on this planet that it's not the same world as what you had when you went to sleep. That's a fact. So every single time you lay down and go to sleep, you don't know what the changes are that are happening around the world. You don't know them. You're asleep. And when you wake up, those changes have happened. And that was the end of the world as you know it. And you start over in a new world, new circumstances every single day. So when you woke up this morning, were you scared? We do have a caller, however, we are now at the end of the show. I wish I could answer it, but there would be no time for me to do anything except say, hello, and what's your first name? And then we'd be at the end of the show. The Kevin Smith Show, as you know, survives only on the support of those who listen to it and love it. If you listen to this show and you love this show, support this show. Because it could vanish just like that. But not tonight. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You may call me whatever you'd like to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.